Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Mark Johnson and Chungho Lin. They're both researchers at the University of Missouri who study wastewater. Yes, like sewage, to learn about human health and track things like outbreaks of COVID-19. They spoke about how their work is being applied and how it could be useful, even once the coronavirus pandemic ends. Here's Mark.
So that's the idea, is that they wanted to just have a way of monitoring COVID levels within a community using the wastewater. And the idea is that it could be an early warning system, but we've learned that it's as much an early warning system as just a reality check, that it tells a community how many infections they really have.
People do all kind of testing, okay? Basically, what they're doing is just a kind of positive and negative confirmation. But what we're doing is certainly not a label. So not only we want to know whether it's there, at the same time, we want to know how much.
We've been testing prisons since the summer.
Oh, yeah, prevent a lot of outbreak.
We were testing initially, and to be honest, back in July, about the only place that was negative completely were the prisons. And then suddenly there was like, oh, there's something there, and we'll call them, and then they'll like go in and do their more testing. But the thing is when there's an outbreak in a prison, it goes fast because inmates aren't necessarily forthcoming about their symptoms. So it's good to have an independent measure of whether, you know, you need to be doing testing.
Yeah. And also, you know, health professionals, they can utilize that information to evaluate how effective their mitigation, also for how to invest their testing resource more wisely.
One thing we can't do yet, but I still think we will be able to, is, okay, yeah, we got a number of 50,000. How many patients is that? Well, we can get closer. Somehow you still have to connect it with something. You know, we have a bit of a spike going on now in Columbia and lots of other places in the state too. And it's not obvious why we're having a spike right now. Why do you think we're having a spike right now?
I think something related to the pandemic fatigue.
I think that's what most people are thinking, is that they're letting their guard down.
So
when people are letting their guard down, and now we're getting into cold and flu season, every time someone gets sniffles, when there's this fatigue, people might not be as eager to go get tested. So what could be really good is we will know that it's an outbreak, and we can tell the health department, okay, this is serious.
Yeah.
You need to really push the testing because this isn't just the cold that's going around right now.
Yeah, I was told by a friend of mine, especially when they are hanging out with a close family or friends, sometimes they subconsciously assume they are safe. Once we have a vaccine available, this can be also a useful tool to monitor how effective vaccination for the population. So we can see it is going to be...
Yeah, if people are vaccinated and you wouldn't expect there to be infections, so you might let your guard down.
Yeah. Wastewater can tell you a lot of story about the community. So we're monitoring 86 different personal care product pharmaceutical in wastewater. Just by looking this chemical profile, you can kind of assess and evaluate the well-being of society. I would say 50 ml of wastewater, they can tell you the whole story about the society.
That was researchers Chungho Lin and Mark Johnson at the University of Missouri speaking about how their research in wastewater allows them to gain insight into human health, like COVID-19 infections. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Casey Murray. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.